Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Hey, who is that? Is that the Rolling Stones? Or the Rolling Stoners? Paul Douglas here, and I'm perpetually confused. Actually, I know who that is. And I'll bet you a half-consumed glass of beer that you know who that is, too. It's the Beatles! Oh, my God.
I was going to say Zeppelin, but I was way off.
Pink Floyd? No. How could you not know that? But, again, another sign that we're all getting older. None of us are getting any younger. I didn't realize this, but apparently a third of Generation Z, that's 16 to 23-year-olds, about a third of younger people do not know who the Beatles are. And where are your parents? How did this happen? We live in a world where a third of Gen Z have no idea. Oh, my goodness. Be like me not knowing Buddy Holly. What?
I guess I'm not really surprised. I don't know why I'm not, but I think they're just kind of in their own world where they don't. I mean, to them, I mean, Motley Crue is like classic and oldies. And I mean, that was like 80s. And I mean, you think back anything to the 70s, you know, in the 60s, it's like, I mean, they can't fathom that.
Well, I mean, I came of age in the 70s and 80s. But I still knew a lot of the older bands and appreciated the older bands. It's a continuum, right? I mean, you appreciate the history. But I guess, you know, whatever. I'm just flabbergasted by that. Apparently, Gen Z recognized Elvis the most. 67%, 2 out of 3, know who Elvis Presley is. Whitney Houston, also 67%. Queen, 66%. Madonna, 62%. But the Beatles, apparently not. Yeah. That's what happens when you sell 600 million albums and most number of number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
I don't even think they could tell you what an album is, though. I mean,
an album.
I mean, you even ask them, like, album covers. I mean, that used to be a big thing. I mean, they don't know about that.
Well, I thought vinyl was staging a comeback. The audiophiles prefer vinyl because you get a richness to the sound that you don't get from MP3s. MP3s do sound kind of crappy.
Really?
But,
I think it just, if you don't have like the, how to say, like the crackling or even like the gargling of like an old cassette tape, or like an 8-track, like if you don't have that, it just added something to it. I think when it's digital and it's less likely to be altered, I think it's a more pure. But I don't know that people really want. I think you're talking, you don't like the pure music in that sense then, in terms of like having that clean sound.
Ah, there's a richness to vinyl that's missing when you listen to a digital recording. Hard to explain, but the tone, I think, is different. So maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm an old fogey. I don't care. But there's still a place for it. Is interesting to me how vinyl has staged a comeback, but 8-tracks have not. Cassette tapes, You're old enough for cassette tapes. Do you have a box of cassettes somewhere?
I did. I used to have the cassette tapes where, oh yeah, and you had to take the pencil to you know, rewind at certain times, and if it got tangled up, you had to go in and try and splice
it
together. Oh yeah, and I had the singles, you know, where it would be like only like $2 or $3 that you could have this one song, and you know, I grew up with that in the mid to late 80s.
But you never ever had a CB radio in your vehicle?
Never had a CB radio, no.
Oh, I did. I talked to the truckers.
Yeah? Did you record 19? Yeah. Paul Douglas here.
73s and 88s to the better half. Yeah, that's how I got my start on CB radio, talking about the weather. I think I was 13. And every evening a few people would get together on CB Channel 7 and talk about the weather. Yeah.
CB Channel 7. You put that
CB
on your
Channel 7.
When you started in the business, did you put that on
I have that on my LinkedIn. It's on my LinkedIn profile. Should I take that off?
I originally started at CB 7 when I was 13 years old.
What? You didn't listen? Huh? CB Channel 7. That's where stuff was happening. Yeah, it was happening back then, the 70s.
We played Beatles and all that, you know?
I have no idea how I got this far, but anyway. Hey, Chris Tubbs producing today. Thank you for playing along. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you hanging in there. When we come back, an AR-15 giveaway that went off the rails when we come back on CCO. Paul Douglas back with you. Hope your Thursday is going well. Hope it's better than average. Just getting through the day. Some sobering news. There have been 20 mass shootings in the U.S. just since the Uvalde massacre in Uvalde, Texas last week. 233 mass shootings so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. 233. Yesterday, a gunman killed 4 people and wounded others at a Tulsa medical building. Apparently, he bought an AR-15 and he went into this medical center and found a surgeon that had operated on him, killed him and 3 others. He apparently blamed this doctor for ongoing pain after his surgery. This, according to local police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Which leads me to my next story, which Chris brought to my attention. The Sioux City Bandits football team planned to give away an AR-15 rifle during military night promotions this upcoming Saturday. That has been postponed after critics say it was in poor taste to have such an event a little more than a week after a gunman used a similar weapon in a shooting at a Texas school. The owner of the team, the Bandits, J.R. Bond, said rescheduling or canceling the giveaway, quote, didn't even approach my radar screen. In the wake of the May 24th shooting in Uvalde, Texas, of course, 19 kids, 4th graders, and 2 teachers were killed. Another 17 were wounded. He said, this is something we do every season. It's a promotion. Apparently, some of the sponsors have dropped out. One of them said, we strongly support Second Amendment rights, but this promotion is beyond tone deaf and is incredibly insensitive to current affairs. And apparently the owner, Bond, not James Bond, a different Bond, he said something that got my attention. He said, some people's obsession with a piece of metal is overblown, and that all the negative comments are coming from East Coast residents who are, quote, driving electric cars and eating wheatgrass. As long as our locally owned, veteran-owned partner wants to continue partnering with us, we'll continue to do it with them. Chris, I know that this is Sioux City, Iowa. Mm-hmm. You lived in Sioux Falls.
Yes, I was in Sioux Falls.
What do you make of this?
I think it's incredibly irresponsible and arrogant for a team to go about this promotion, I understand that maybe you had done it in the past, and that's fine. But when you're dealing with independent franchises like you do in these smaller markets, like a Sioux Falls, like a Sioux City, you know, like, you know, Brainerd was in it. There are so many of these smaller pop-up leagues and teams around that you cannot afford a major misstep when it comes to promotions and giveaways. I mean, you have to have your finger on the pulse of society. I mean, there was an owner of a local gun store wrote on Facebook he planned to pull his company's sponsorship if the promotion wasn't canceled. And he said it doesn't have to do with the Second Amendment. It has to do with insensitivity at a terrible time to run a promotion. And to talk about it being political, the owner, Mr. Bond, was the one that was making it political. It doesn't have anything to do with politics. It's in good taste.
Well, Chris, he said, our fans like it. It's Iowa. The Second Amendment matters. And I don't disagree with that, but common sense matters, too. And the optics of this are pretty terrible. I mean, yeah, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you can and should have an AR-15 if you want an AR-15. But to be giving them away, I don't know.
Well, and he said, you know, children dying to make it about a team in Sioux City giving away an AR-15 to have some sort of connection is just absurd. To make this a political opportunity for people who have an agenda is absurd. What's absurd is you continuing to think that this is going to reflect positively on you and your organization. Just take a step back and read the room. Like, okay, if you want to do it later, fine, but read the room.
Yeah, but I got rights. I got freedoms. Got rights.
You have the freedom to make a dumbass decision like you were going to, and that's fine.
Okay.
But it's just, it's beyond absurdity, and I'm glad that they finally came to their senses, but that you had to basically be talked into it by sponsors. And believe me, if you lose one or two of those title sponsors when you're one of these teams – that from year to year, week to week, you might not even... I've seen teams folded, Paul, in the middle of a season. I've seen where teams can't make payroll from week to week. You have one or two of those major sponsors pull, you don't have a franchise anymore. You got to be awfully careful.
Thank you, Chris. Money talks.
Sorry, Paul.
Hey, when we come back, shocked to hear what MPD officers make. That's coming up next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.